What was the most difficult part of the pandemic for you?
Just having to adjust work and social life and volunteering and just everything being different. My mother, who's in her 70s, I have only been with either having dinner outdoors or taking walks in the neighborhood because she's concerned about COVID. She has her next door neighbor lost his 90-year-old mother, his 60-year-old sister, and his 40-year-old niece to COVID all in the same week. So she's super cautious. I don't work out with my regular group. I don't go to spin classes. I don't go to fitness classes because the groups were large. The boards that I serve on, we meet via Zoom. My work, see one client at a time. We take temperatures before people come in. We wear masks. We have hand sanitizer. So it has definitely made a big difference in my day-to-day life.
Was there anything that allowed this year to still be beneficial, helpful, or does it have something that came out of it that was enjoyable?
I have three children. I have two sons that are in college and a daughter who is significantly younger and in middle school, and my college age sons came home in March and were here all summer. And even though it was challenging at times, it was time that I was found time with them. It was time that I never expected to have with them. It was time that I never expected their little sister to have with them. So I would say just the opportunity for our family to have whole family time together that we didn't expect to have.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's really sweet, and I love you. Thank you. Will the country benefit overall from this new kind of experience, in your opinion?
No, I think it can. I don't know if it will, but I think it can. If we do it right, I think it can be a lesson to all of us that we can slow down and still be okay. We can slow down, take a breath, enjoy our homes, enjoy our families, enjoy our close friends, and not have to be going 100 miles an hour every day. We can still survive and thrive without doing that.
Perfect. I just want to say thank you for letting me interview you, and I love you, Mom. I look forward to giving this to Foxfire so that our experience can be documented.